This is St. Louis Public Radio. An exhibition opening Friday at the Kranzberg Arts Center Gallery focuses on colorism, a worldwide tendency to give better treatment to people of color whose skin tone is lighter. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, two St. Louis-based artists created a series of works inspired by their own experiences.
Wife and husband creative team Danielle and Kevin McCoy make art and graphic design under the name Work Play. The couple noticed that people treat them differently. They're both African-American, but her skin is a lighter shade than his.
Danny being fair skin, wavier texture hair, and me darker, more coarse, as we say, nappier hair. I was not the safe black person. So we're seeing that we're going through two different experiences in the black community and outside of the black community, just based off color. She's safe, we'll talk to Danny. Danny is cool. Kevin, I don't know, he looks aggressive. I don't want to talk to him, I feel uncomfortable.
As a person that's considered to be more light-skinned than Kevin, or that is more widely accepted than he is, I think it's important for us to address this.
The McCoys are talking about the effects of colorism. Put simply, the preference for lighter colored skin, even within communities of color. Its roots in the United States go back at least as far as the preferential treatment white slaveholders sometimes gave to their mixed race offspring. But it's found around the globe, in East and South Asia and Latino communities. And it's practiced by white folks and by people of color. That's according to Kimberly Norwood. She's a professor at Washington University and author of a book about colorism. She says its effects are pervasive.
All throughout my life, I have been dealing with colorism. My mother was much, much lighter than me. And people always said to me growing up, "Ooh, don't you wish you looked like your mother? Ooh, don't you wish you had her color?" The statistics still show that the lighter your skin, the more likely you are to go to college, graduate from college, get a good job, get married, be healthier.
The McCoys saw how colorism has played out in their own lives and looked around at how it shows up in popular culture. Like in Kanye West lyrics that the couple screen printed onto a black background as part of their new exhibition. I never be picture perfect Beyonce. Be light as Al, be your black as Chauncey. Remember him from Black Street, he was black as the street was. I never be laid back as his beat was.
Be light as Al, be a black as Chauncey. Remember him from Black Street, he was black as the street was. See? So, like, why that narrative? Why that comparison? It's the reason why we wanted to focus on it. Why did that description need to be there? Where does it come from?
The centerpiece of the show is an installation based on the infamous brown paper bag test. That's a method some African-American social clubs once used to decide if someone was light enough to be a member.
What we have here is brown paper bags, like lunch bags, each of which we've letterpress with the verbiage that says, "Am I accepted now?" They range from very fair skin and color to the very dark. And it's our way to kind of critique that whole system of who has access, who has privilege, and who doesn't.
That piece caught the attention of Adrian Davis, another professor at Washington University and a noted collector of African and African-American art.
Seeing how Kevin was working literally with these paper bags, I thought it was really smart. And this is what I love seeing about in the St. Louis artists right now, is they're really taking up these historic questions of race, they're putting them into contemporary contexts, and they're just challenging us. They're kind of blowing everything up.
Kevin and Danielle McCoy say their artwork took a more socially conscious turn after the killing of Michael Brown and the Ferguson uprising. Their aim, they say, is to trace the history of social ills with the goal of healing. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.